It's not very often one gets to preach on the story of David and Goliath. There's a little backstory in this where when David volunteers, they try and put all of the king's armor and things on him. He can't even move, let alone fight in the armor that was put upon him. And so he strips it off because he knows that it will not be by armor or sword or spear that the Lord will be victorious. That in the battles that he waged as a shepherd and caring for his sheep, which seemingly included a battle against a lion and a bear, in all of those he was victorious because God was with him. God was the conqueror. There are a lot of little things in here. Five stones, right? Five stones from the riverbed. Why five? Well, the first five books of the Old Testament, of the Hebrew Scriptures, known as the Pentateuch. Five principal books, the five most important books of the Jewish people. Five stones, one for each book. Isn't it insane how frail we are as human beings? One stone in the right place brought this huge man who had seemingly trained for war most of his life to the ground. We look at the text. It says that when the stone hit him in the brow of his head, he fell prostrate on the ground. Where have we heard that word lately? It's the same that the wise men came, laid their gifts before Jesus, and fell prostrate before him, honoring him, worshiping him. The leper, who is no longer a leper because he's been healed, falls prostrate before Jesus to worship him. Now Goliath and all of his pride and all of his strength now lays prostrate before the army of the God of Israel, the one he cursed, the simple stone sticking out of his brow. There is no other reason for this victory other than the victory is the Lord's. It was not by David's strength, it was by David's faith in the Lord that he believed that this victory was won. The victory is the Lord's. The hardness of heart of the people around Jesus, their inability to see as God sees. Same with the other people in the battle of David and Goliath. They were not able to see as the Lord sees. They wanted to see as man sees. And no one would step up against Goliath, not in human terms. The battle was won not in human terms, but that God was victorious. The situation of a man with a withered hand. I love that Jesus is like so aware of what's going on that he says, hey, you, the one with the withered hand that they're all whispering about, that they all want to know whether I'm going to do this, come on up here and stand in front of everyone. Let's bring this out into the open. You want to sit there and you want to backtalk and sit in cloak and dagger and all of this stuff in the hiding. Bring it into the light. Come up here in front of everyone, and I'm going to ask you a question. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath? To heal? To bring life? And they didn't say a thing. It's crazy because the Herodians and the scribes and the Pharisees were enemies Enemy 101. They did not like the Herodians because the Herodians were sellouts. They were sellouts to the Romans in order to keep Herod in power. They were politicians. The Pharisees wanted nothing to do with them, except now their common hatred for Jesus brought them together. Isn't that an interesting family? Their hatred for Jesus brought them together. God is glorified in the healing of this man, the restoration of life. The two stories today seemingly contradict each other. We have the same God, the God of Israel. We have the same God, Jesus, the God of Israel. In one situation, a man dies, and another, a man is restored to life. But it is the same God. It was a battle of the God of Israel versus the God of the Philistines. God would not allow his name and the truth, he is the one and only God, to be doubted. It required the faith of one insignificant, weak, confident in God young man, in order to bring about this glorification of God. My brothers and sisters, in our life, we must remember that God is for us. The victory is his. Whatever is accomplished in your life, whatever good comes from things, whatever victories happen in your life, whatever victory over sin happens in your life, it is God who is to be glorified. Not you, not me. It is God who is to be glorified. He wants to bring victory into our lives. He wants to bring life where there is death. The invitation for us: act in faith, to know his faithfulness to us, and to know his desire to bring life in all things. Amen.